Please turn to 1 Samuel 27, verses 1 through 4. And David said in his heart, "Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines. And Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in any part of Israel. So I shall escape out of his hand." Then David arose and went over with the 600 men who were with him to Achish, the son of Maach, king of Gath. So David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, each man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the Carmelitess, Nabal's widow. And so it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath. So he sought him no more. In our last study, we saw that because of David's wrong decisions, because he had listened to his heart as opposed to what God had to say, that he was led astray. We need to be very careful. We need to be very careful because there's many of us that are listening to our hearts today as opposed to what the scripture says. Because of the foolish decision that David made, everyone whose life touched that of David was affected as well. All 600 of his men and their families, his own wives and children, everyone around David was brought down by his foolish decision. All of those people were brought into a place of compromise and temptation because one man listened to his heart instead of listening to the Lord. Not only did David's decision affect the people around him, the very way that David lived his life was altered. In other words, his decision to walk away from the Lord changed him completely. Let's look at some of the things that the Bible reveals about this tragic event in David's life. David lived with a sense of false security. He thought he was safe. David sought help and ran with the wrong crowd. He literally aligned himself with the enemy. David did things there that he never would have done before. He murdered, he lied, he submitted himself to the enemy of God. The whole fabric of David's life was altered by a foolish decision. David stayed there for 16 months. I'm sure he was there longer than he intended to be. It's also worthy to note that no Psalms are attributed to David during this period of his life. It seems as though David has lost his voice. When a believer makes that fatal decision to walk away from the Lord and from the place of blessing, their life will be affected in a negative way. Like the prodigal, they'll live in a false sense of security, but the backslider is never out of the view of the Lord, nor is he too far away to avoid chastisement. The one who walks away will find that they're soon doing things that they would never have done before, and that they're doing them with a crowd that they never would have ran with before. They'll find that their entire lifestyle has been changed, and they will look around and find that months and even years have passed while they languished in the far country. They'll also find that their song has departed and that their joy has dried up. Beware of foolish decisions. You cannot walk away from God and go off into sin and not be affected. If walking away from the Lord does not alter your life, then I would venture to say that you were never the Lord's to begin with. If you walk away from the Lord, If you get off the ramp, there will be consequences to pay for your foolish decisions. The peace of David's life was affected. If you make the foolish decision, your peace is affected. Someone has said, sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. We're seeing that truth fleshed out in David's life. In this passage, David has fallen about as far as a man can fall. He's out of God's will. He's off God's path. He's actively working with the enemy against the people of God. But thankfully, David was not having a good time. You see, his sin affected the people in his life. It affected the pattern of his life. And it also affected the peace of his life. That foolish decision will cause your peace to depart. David has lost his identity. He unites himself with the Philistines to go and do battle with his own people, Israel. But even the Philistines, they don't want him around. He's become an offense to them as well. He's literally a man without a country. David reveals the depths to which he has fallen. The future king of Israel grovels at a pagan king's feet and declares himself to be that king's servant. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. David's declared to be a faithful servant by Achish. David finally reaps the harvest of the wickedness that he sown. He loses far more than he could have imagined. The Amalekites retaliate against David and his men for their earlier actions. Their families are taken captive, and their city is burned to the ground. Yet those pagans showed more grace and mercy than David, the man of God, has shown his enemies. How far David had fallen. David finally reaches the bottom. His men turn on him and threaten to kill him. They rightly realize that all of these tragedies are the result of David's foolish decision. His sin has taken everything away from him. But thank God that the story does not end there. I'm glad that we get to witness David's recovery from his sin as well. In chapter 30, verse 6, David repents before the Lord. When David finally hits the bottom, when he has lost all that a man can lose, David looks towards heaven again. Perhaps he realized as he looked at the broken lives that were shattered all around him, that everything that had happened was the result of one foolish conversation with his own heart, followed by one foolish decision on his part. David turned his gaze heavenward once again in humble repentance. It says in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. He repented. David does what he should have done at the beginning of this episode of his life. David calls on the Lord in prayer to seek God's will and God's help. David is back in a place where he can rely on the Lord once again. When David hears the Lord's direction for his life, he does not hesitate now. He goes out immediately to do what the Lord has told him to do. He's not walking in David's will any longer. He is back in God's will, walking God's path once again. David has been fully restored. Most of what we have learned from David has been a lesson in what a person should not do. But in this last passage, David clearly shows us what we are supposed to do when we have allowed ourselves to walk away from the Lord. Look at 1 Samuel 30, verses 8 and 9. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue. Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." So David went, he and the 600 men who were with them, and came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. David finally listens to the Lord, what the Lord has told him to do. Is there hope for you? Yes. Regardless of how smart we may be, regardless of how long we've been saved, regardless of how high we may climb on the spiritual ladder, we are still capable of making foolish decisions. Some of you listening today, you're in the process of doing that very thing. You've been listening to your heart as opposed to the Word of God. You listen to your heart and it will tell you lies. I suggest that you get to God and you hear the truth, what the Scripture says, before it becomes too late. Others have already begun the process of walking a path that is far different from the one that God set your feet on when He saved you. I would suggest that you get back before the price gets higher than you want to pay. Still others are watching your world start to come apart, all because of a foolish decision you made along the way. Some things may have to play out in your life, but you can still have your fellowship with the Lord restored today. There are probably some listening who have never ever been saved, never even been saved. And if that's your condition, you're headed for the rudest awakening of all. If you will come to Christ, He will save you and give you eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus today. Come today. Come today. If you find yourself as David, repent of your sin and come back to God now. Don't listen to Satan's famous word, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Satan loves telling you tomorrow. Today is the day of repentance. Today is the day to turn around and head home. Even as the prodigal did, he turned around and it says he came to his senses and he returned to his father.